Whatever got you going to want to get out on you. Because you ain't going to starve me. You know how me and you been doing it. So the first 3 weeks, you know how you going to, you got to be baked. You know where to go, where not to go. You got your game down. But it's the next 3 weeks when your soul get hungry, when your flesh want to eat again. Yeah, I ain't just started, y'all. So he said, I want you to get baptized. He said, you don't know what you're asking for. You got to get baptized in my suffering. You got to learn how to die. Romeo must die. There's some stuff and you got to die before you're going to live up in here. There's some habits got to die before you can carry this anointing. The reason why good preachers missed it because they didn't die before they lived. And when they tried to live, they died on you. Are you all right with me this morning? But now, so we got baptism into the body. We got baptism into the water. We got baptism into the spirit. You got baptism into the suffering. Now let's talk about baptism. We was already in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, where you had baptism into the fire. See, you got to go through something to be what God calling you to be. The reason why we can't overcome things that's going on is because we ain't been through nothing. Remember, I told you, you got to come to church first. In order to come, and when you come, you learn to overcome. So there's some things that you're going to have to overcome. And then when you learn to overcome, now you start becoming. See, you can't become until you overcome. And you can't overcome until you come. Some folks won't come to church to try and talk about anointing. You ain't anointed to do nothing in the church. Because this is a spiritual house. This ain't business. You got to know the Lord. You ain't got to know math. See, you got to have a relationship with God to walk in the ministries, to do something in the house. You got to be right with God. You can't dance in front of the kids and you gay. No, come on, somebody. I ain't mad if you're gay. I work with you, help you. But I can't let you loose that on them kids up in there. That's not up in here. This is the house of God. Now, God can get it right, but I can't release that up on them kids. You can't get up in that pulpit singing and preaching with pornography visions running through your mind. And every woman you see, you done undressed her. Why are you over there so long holding that woman? Because that thing is up on you. Come on, church. See, God said, I want to loose you. But before I loose you, I'm going to have to confront you. And before I confront you, I'm going to have to deal with you. See, we've been walking around, don't want nobody to deal with us. That's why we can't get rid of stuff. I quit. I don't want to do it no more. You done stole my children. You got my job. Yeah, but you still ain't said you don't want me. You just don't want what I'm dealing with you. You don't want the consequences. But you still want to meet me and play with me over here at 9 o'clock at night. But you don't want the consequences of playing with me. So you can't get rid of me until you're ready to stop. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. So I'm telling you why we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But I got to qualify what baptism it is. Am I helping anybody? So now watch this. He said now we got baptism into the body. We got baptism of fire. We got baptism of water. Baptism with the Holy Ghost. Baptism of suffering. But now that man of God said baptism of Moses. See now what in the world is you talking about? Baptism of Moses. Where did you get that from, preacher? See, because this is when John... Don't make me preach harder than I want to. This is when John the Baptist. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Are you hearing anything? I'm giving you admonition, which is a revelation, which is an understanding of the kingdom. Too many of us walking around perpetrating. Like you know what you know. You know you only know. And you only talk to people that don't know more than you. So nobody can pin you. I know you sound good, Doc, but show me in the scripture. And then when you show me, write the divide that text. Give me another context to go with that text. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let it be established. There it is. That's what it says, but that's not what he's saying, man. The Bible call it insight for oversight. You got to see into the scripture. Investigate the text. Ask the text some questions. You just read it. That just showed me you're not illiterate. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2. It's verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be what? That's all you showed me when you read that text. How that all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were baptized into. Come on, church. See, God want to teach us. See, God has brought you to the scripture says, I brought you to a wealthy place. Don't worry about getting no dollars and don't worry about getting no more job. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things, the dollars, the cars and all that, that's going to be added. But you got to seek the kingdom. You got to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. The reason why we can't get the kingdom because we're not kingdom minded. We still go to church. Come in here like you won't do what you do and think I owe you. You're not here to bless me. I'm here to bless you. That's a hard saying, ain't it? But I came in the name of the Lord. What if it was God standing here? Do God still owe you? I'm a representative of God. The Bible says, God says, spoke down from heaven. Listen here. Receive him. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. That's why a preacher, a woman of God, a man of God must be called by God. Because you got to have the voice of God. John the Baptist was a forerunner talking about prepare you the way for he's coming. The preacher opened up the Bible because he's here. When that Bible is open, God's talking. That's not me talking. I ain't putting nothing in that Bible. I'm just a representative. I just study to show myself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, knowing how to rightly divide the word. But I'm saying, thus said the Lord. And then I show you it's in there. So who are you denying? Me? Let's get it right before you get messed up. You telling God, go to. I ain't hearing that. Then God let hell loose on you. Then he asked you, can you hear me now? Yeah, you want to hear now. All hell done broke loose in your house, your finances, your marriage. Now you want to pray. You could have prayed 3 weeks ago and never had to go through that. But you refused to hear him. All right. So now we recognize that's the baptism unto Moses. Now, and this is the last one, the baptism of repentance from sin, a remission of sin. See, when you get baptized and God forgives you, he releases you. Oh, help me, y'all. I still got to talk about the Holy Ghost. But look at Luke chapter 3. I got to give you these texts so you can have them when you go home and study. So you can't say, Pastor just made that up. I'm going to leave you with the Lord. You and the Lord wrestle it out. You ain't going to make me mad, have me frustrated, looking at you all crazy because you're looking at me like I'm crazy. I figured it out. It's between you and the Lord. All I am is the mailman. Please don't kill the mailman. Don't kill the messenger. That's all I got is a message. Huh? Are you there? Luke chapter 3, verse 3. And it says, and he came into all the country about the Jordan preaching the baptism of what? For what? Come on, church. Church, if it's in your Bible, I'm asking you with everything I got. The Bible says, the Lord said, I beseech thee, I beg you, I ask you, I plead with you, receive the word of God. The Bible says it's the engrafted word that's able to save your soul. Now watch this. The revelation, your spirit, man, is all right with God. Your spirit ain't never done nothing wrong with God. It's your soul that's out of control. Every saved soul need their soul saved. See, you got to get your soul saved. I know you're a Christian, but you still got some errors in your life that ain't right with God. So I got to get my soul saved. I got to get my want to saved because I don't want to. You ever got some areas that you don't? I got to go in the room and get my soul. I used to be, and I'm telling this God truth, I used to go in the room, put a chair in front of me. And I talked to the chair. Talking to, now y'all see, y'all don't do this, but I did. Because I had some real deep issues. I had to talk to them jokers. I put it in the chair and I said, "Doc, look, you ain't gonna keep doing me like this. You know you got me creeping over here. You got me like this here, and I ain't gonna get y'all yet because y'all looking at me crazy. But you know you got me." And I'm talking to it. Then I turned the chair around and I said, "God, you said you're gonna give me the victory." See, because I couldn't understand Bible because I wasn't born in the church. I wasn't raised up. So I'm still trying to figure out who all this stuff is. And Moses, Holy Ghost, man, I don't want all them folk up on me like that. So you got to break it down for me. So I got to get in the corner and get by myself because I wasn't as smart as y'all. So I had to talk to it. I talk it out. And the more I talk, the scriptures start talking to me. I learned that the scriptures will talk to you. If you open up that Bible, they will talk to you. I was so amazed. I said, "Man, this thing on point." I thought it was a little, you know, shaking, rubbing, and a little foolishness. I'm rubbing that thing, and it's talking to me about my issue. Yes. So I kept on fumbling with it and searching. That thing got so naked and plain. I said, "I know this real, because don't nobody know around here what this going on." That doctor nailed this one. I know we working with God now. And after then, I quit. See, I ain't never been, you know, I've been foolish, but I ain't hard-headed, because I don't like whoopings. I ain't gonna let you take nothing from me. You ain't gonna beat me down. Ain't none of all that happened. So I said, "I ain't messing with this no more." Once I stopped that, I started seeing a little glory. Man, I'm walking in some. I went and cut my hair. I said, "I need to clean up a little bit. This thing really get good on me." Next thing I know, I'm walking around. Rebabo seta. Rambabo seta. Now, you know, I always like to be a little strong, some. So I'm thinking, I'm in the game now. Cerebo seta. And I laid hands on a couple of them, got healed. Oh, Lord. We in business now. We got some work to do. I said, "Okay, God, take me." But I had to get in the Holy Ghost to get that stuff up off me. Because, see, some of that stuff that got us, you know, you ain't got, because we clean up real good. So don't think we're going to play each other like that. You sitting there smelling good, looking good, like no nobody know. But I'm going to turn on that infrared sin light. Turn the lights off, put on that sin light. And watch folks start pow, dissipating and popping on me. Because some of us ain't so deep, but you look good now. I don't want to mess with that. You look good. You pay for that. But I'm talking about the Holy Ghost that knows how the Bible said the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing and dividing, even as under of the joints and marrow, the very thoughts and the intents. Only the word of God can go down into your intent. I can't even see you intending to do that, sitting up here looking at me like that. But you got that going on in your mind. But the word of God got to go in and wrestle with your imagination. While I'm preaching, it's fighting. Don't talk to me, y'all. See, somebody's going to have to make the phone call. I'm not coming over no more. Oh, y'all ain't, I'm not the one now. You're going to have to call the man and say, "We ain't going to hook up no more." When you go to work Monday, don't be winking at me like that no more. You know how we been? Now, you know we ain't said nothing, but you know what time that is. Just hold my hand. "How you doing this morning?" And stuff running all the back down my neck. I can't wait till tomorrow morning just for him to hold my hand again. The Holy Ghost got to come in and break that. Then some of us dealing with spirits that have been passed on to us, that's been transferred from mom and dad, that stuff they didn't deal with. And now I'm behind the scene wrestling with stuff that I don't even know how it got up on me. Some of us been dealing with stuff that didn't happen to us 10, 15 years ago. And I was hurt. I know I act like I wasn't. I know I told everybody I wasn't, but that thing hurt me. Now I don't even know how to, I can't talk to nobody right, because if they ever talk to me like that, something go all the way through me, because I remember the incident. Now I want to break that thing. I want to tear the relationship up because it reminded me of that bad thing. But the Holy Ghost got to come. Some people have been talked to and abused so bad, you don't even know what love is no more, because I'm so distorted. Because the abuse of love. And I was willing to give. I gave all my love. And this, what you gave me back in return, was abuse. So now I don't even know what love is. I'm mixed up in my mind. But I need the Holy Ghost to go down and restore, rearrange, and put me back together again. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. That's a sad story to tell a kid. Man, that's my life you talking about. And ain't nobody going to be able to put me back together. But King Jesus, King Jesus know how to put me back together again. I don't care what your record look like. I don't care how many times you fail. I don't care what they done to you. God, and watch this. God is a God that's a promise keeper. God said, I swear to God, I got to swear by my own self. I made you a promise. And if I made you a promise, I'll make sure I bring it to pass, even if I got to remove everybody out of the story. When you read a book, a good book, every character don't make it to the next chapter. But it's still going to be a good book. God said, I promise to do it, and if they don't get right, I guarantee you I'll move them. But I got to keep my word. And the only way you're going to have to live with it, if you refuse me over them. Give the Lord a hand of praise. But now that I done qualified the baptisms, let's get down here with these last 15 minutes with this Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Those that know how to pray in the Holy Ghost, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Let me hear you. Don't be scared. You're tearing down every wall that will hold anybody back. You're praying people out of their holes. You're praying them out of their disappointment. You're praying them out of their discouragement. In order for them to get loose, the Holy Ghost got to fill this place. Wall to wall anointing. Shaka, I told you I believe for signs, miracles, and wonders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now watch this. See, in order for us to be filled with the Spirit, the first thing that a person needs, they got to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You can't be baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues unless you got the nature. An unsaved person can't speak in tongues because they don't have the nature of God. A dog can't meow. Even though they both animals, they different animals. That which is of the flesh is flesh, and that which is of the Spirit is spirit. In order for you to operate in spiritual things, you must have the Spirit of God. Is that making any sense to you? Now watch this, watch this. Look at John chapter 3. God want to fill us today. Just stay in the Holy Ghost. Stay in the Holy Ghost. Under your breath. Keep your heart right. You're making the room conducive for a move of God. John chapter 3 verse 6. And the Bible says, verse 5 says, and Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. God said, I'm trying to do a spiritual work in here this morning. So first of all, you got to be born of the Spirit. But now, turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. I'm giving you admonition so when you go preach this, when you're teaching it to somebody else, you got the word. See, the first is being born of the Spirit, but the second is being filled with the Spirit. Huh. Then we're going to talk about the baptism with the Spirit. See, being filled with the Spirit is not meaning you are actually having the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You're developing in the character of God. See, when you're filled, you start looking like Jesus. You start acting like Jesus. That means more of the nature of God is getting to you yet. But you have not been baptized with the Spirit yet, meaning that it's like cups of water. One cup got a little water in it. The next one got full of water. But then the next one, you take that cup and put it inside of a bucket of water. So it is immersed in water. See, when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, you become immersed. See, baptism is the Greek word baptizo. It's to dip, it's to immerse, it's to submerge. Meaning you got to go under the water, not throw water on you. You got to be filled. Oh, come on, somebody. So God says, I'm going to fill some folks today. Yeah, you got the Spirit. You a good candidate. You in the right spot. But now let's go to the next level. I want to fill you with the evidence. That's where the tongues come in at. See, there's three types of tongues that you got. You got your natural tongue that you talk with every day. Then you got your spiritual tongue, rekeboseta, rambabosita. And then you got what's called the interpretation of tongues. This is when I pray and somebody else stands up and declare by the Spirit of God what I just said in the Holy Ghost. Those are the three operations of the tongues. So if you praying and ain't nobody interpreting, you just building yourself up. Because the interpretation of tongues is for the edifying of the body of Christ. Don't start prophesying, all y'all gonna die. That's not from God. It's to build up, to edify, to exhort. There's three or four of y'all as a devil and all. Man, sit down. That's not what God. See, God, if God gonna call somebody, I'm in another whole lane. Let's stay where I'm at. So Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Are you there? So this is the second one. It says, and be ye not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Meaning that in order, he ain't saying don't drink wine in this context. He's saying, but anything that you drink that's going to have control over you, you don't supposed to indulge in it. But he said, be ye filled with the Spirit, because when you fill with the Spirit, now it controls you. See, everybody all in the flag, how much wine can I drink? Man, you don't need to be drinking none of it with that kind of mindset. Because you want to get drunk. You want to be consumed. You want to be apprehended by it. He said, no, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost so that you don't be indulging in none of that foolishness. See, some folk can't drink nothing but orange juice and water because they was alcoholics. Come on, church. See, don't be playing when you go to Malibu. You're sitting up there with your little three-tier drink. But when you come back to the church, oh, holy thou, Baba said, now you know you was down there drinking. But the revelation is you wasn't drinking to be drunk. Now, some folk ain't got no business drinking nothing. Now, I'm not endorsing drinking. But what I'm saying is don't pretend to be doing something that you're not and be something that you're not. He said, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Mean be filled with the character of God. Be filled with the word of God. Having the nature of God. Walk in the mind of God. That you live in wall to wall. But now he says this other last one is. And now he said, be filled with the Holy Ghost. This is where I did all that to get to where I'm at. Give the Lord a hand of praise. See, because now. The Holy Ghost ministry. You say, well, Pastor, why do we even need the Holy Ghost? See, you need the Holy Ghost for the power. Because you ain't got no power without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is the power agent of the kingdom. You need the Holy Ghost that you can teach, so he can teach us and bring things back to our remembrance. That's the Holy Spirit's ministry. Amen. You can't do it without that. You need the Holy Spirit to testify about Jesus. See, the Holy Spirit going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help him God. He can't lie. The Bible calls him the Spirit of truth. You trying to figure out who's lying? Ask the Holy Ghost. No, I think I can ask him because I know him. Man, that joker's scared. He ain't been to tell you the truth. He lying. But the Holy Ghost will tell you. You need him to lead and guide and show us which way to go and what to do. See, we need the Holy Ghost. We need him to glorify God. See, the Holy Ghost is the one that puts worship in you. Oh, come on, somebody. You go to another dimension when you pray in the Holy Ghost. You leave this place and you enter into a dimension with God that you just can't get to by singing in the natural. But when you get in the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you, it will enhance your singing. Because you start being sung through instead of sung to. The Holy Ghost wants to worship. Oh, y'all, church. Is this all right with y'all? The Holy Ghost wants to worship. I have my towel. It's over where? Help, Holy Ghost. No, my towel. That's it. I'm trying to say, I know I ain't been over there. That's all right. That's all right. Stay with me. I still got the Holy Ghost. And now watch this. That's your so practical teaching. He said he'll reveal all things to you, won't he? Even if he got to use the devil. One little man was going to the store and he was ministering. And the woman said, well, the man was mocking the women. Them old boys playing with her. And she in there, she worshiping God. And the little kid says, you ain't no woman of God. Look at her over there. Down there believing God for all that. She ain't got nothing. She said, well, I'm believing the Lord to supply my meal. I need some help today. The Lord going to feed me. And they said, let's play a trick on her. Let's go down to the store and buy the food and play it in there and set it in front of her. And see how she going to say, they go down there, buy the food, set it in front of her. Now they all looking through the window. Look at it. And she, and oh, God, hallelujah. She's shouting glory. They say, you know God ain't did that. We did that. He said, yeah, that's all right, but he used the devil, won't he? See, don't tell me. God will use whoever he wants to. Yeah, yeah. God will use the devil to bless you. God said, if I can't get it through my children, I'll get it through the devil. But I'm going to make my word good. Y'all thought y'all had the preacher corner, didn't you? I'm a bona fide preacher. Glory be to God. Now watch this. So now we down to the filling. Now see, the language of the Spirit is power. Anytime you get into the Spirit of God, you're into the power arena. See, this is the release. See, the reason why the prophetic can't come through some churches, because the power ain't been released. See, there's a revelation of a difference between the Word of God and the Spirit of God. See, the Word of God is preparing you for a move of the Spirit. I get your heart in position. But when the Spirit of God come through here, all words cease. He's got control. Prophecy, laying on the hands, raising the dead, sick being healed. That's the Holy Spirit's ministry. That's the power of God. That's the power in. See, I'm going to teach. Wait till I get ready to teach you about the manifestations of the gifts. See, a whole lot of folks talking about they working with something. You got the right is divided because you got to know how the gifts work. We just around here zapping folks and saying stuff to folks. God, come on. Because you done read two scriptures straight now, you think you can say something. There has to be a release by the Holy Ghost because he's got to conform or perform what you just said. And if he didn't tell you to say it, now you don't release something on them folks. So watch this. So we talking about the language of the Spirit is power, and it comes through prayer. And this is the dunamis end. Now the tongues is where we get this part where it's really to edify you. Tongues is not to edify nobody else except there be an interpretation of it. So how do I build myself up is praying in the Spirit to get me built up that I can just do right, live right, and hear from God. But when I interpret.